Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Appreciate you all coming out this morning to listen to us. And before I even get started, of course, be remiss if I didn't first talk about this, the incredible leadership that you have around here. And how I've been treated the last few days has been pretty incredible. You truly have top-notch leadership around here to put on these events and even outside these events. You know, they took me out yesterday and up in the mountains, and some of you saw those pictures a little bit earlier, and barbecuing last night with families, and it's really just a great environment you have here. Of course, I know Mr. Hall gets all the credit usually, but today I definitely want you to thank all the leaders around here that it takes to put these things together and put on the event. So if you would, give them a big hand, please. How many of you are coming out for the very first time here, kind of just checking us out and as a guest, really just investigating Prepaid Legal? Give them a big welcome, would you, everybody? Appreciate it. We're going to be pretty brief for this first part of the morning. I'm going to go through really how it was that I got started and a little bit about our company and why I am where I am. And then we're going to take a break. We're going to come back for some recognition and get in some training and things like that. And I know that's what a lot of the associates came here for today. And some of you traveled from many distances, I'm sure. And we'll talk about how far some of you came as we get into some of the recognition. But this first part is really for you, the guests. And so let me give you a little idea where I came from first so you can understand why it is I'm even here talking to you about Prepaid Legal. I'm one of these guys that was told what most people are told: go to school, get good grades, so you can go to more school and get good grades and eventually maybe get a good job. And, start at the bottom and work your way to the top. And, in fact, I was the first one in my family to graduate from college. But as I was getting ready to graduate, this thing just kept ringing in the back of my head. And it was the voice of my uncle. See, my parents were truck drivers, and my father actually passed away when I was about 11. And so my uncle kind of took me under his wing, and he was a small business owner. And he always gave me odd jobs when I was a kid. And when I was old enough, he gave me my first job working at his gas station. And he always said, "Gene, you don't get rich working for somebody else." How many of you are beginning to figure that out? Okay? Some of you just beginning to figure it out? No. So bottom line was that kind of kept ringing in the back of my head. And I said, here I've gone to all this school, went to 5 years of college, so it wasn't easy for me necessarily. I don't know if it was just hard or if I was having too much fun or a little both. But bottom line is I graduated with a degree in finance from Oregon State University and really just decided that corporate America was not the path I wanted to go. I said, I want to be in business for myself. But we're all faced with that typical dilemma. How do you get in business if you don't have any money and you don't have any experience and if you're like me, you have no creativity at all? I had no grand ideas. In fact, another friend of mine approached me, and he had a little bit of an idea, and we took that idea and turned it into a little business for a couple of years. Didn't make a lot of money, but we became entrepreneurs, and that really was the birth of following that dream. And long story short, about 4 years out of school, had tried at least a dozen different things. And I'm honestly being conservative when I tell you a dozen. It probably was more. Some of them, we didn't even know why we showed up at a meeting like this. Some of you have probably been drugged to some other meetings before, didn't even know what kind of meeting you were walking into. I remember some of those. But the bottom line was we got around other entrepreneurs and really got an understanding of what it takes to be successful as an entrepreneur and what to look for in a real company, in a good company. And in fact, after 4 years, I pretty much swore I'd never do any type of home business again. Some of you, maybe I see you with crossed arms in the back row, kind of, I'm one of those people, right? I was in your seat not that long ago. Reached a point where I was just frustrated and ended up exactly where I did not want to be. I was working, two jobs at any given time. I had about $30,000 in credit card debt, and that's absolutely not where I wanted to be. And I just said, I need a break. Anybody here ever feel like that? How many of you feel like that right now? just need a break. Well, I was, fortunate at a point in my life where I could take off, but I still needed to make some money to pay the bills. As I said, I had $30,000 in credit card debt. So I found a way to do both and got a job on a cruise ship. How many of you have ever been on a cruise before? Okay, a few of you. For the rest of you guys, have you seen the Love Boat? Okay. I mean, I know there's not a lot of big oceans around, you know, Utah here. So, no. On the Love Boat, I was like Julie. Okay. I don't know why you're laughing. No, you know, it was my job to help people have a good time and have fun. And I started off on the, event staff and then became the assistant cruise director and then eventually the cruise director. But here's kind of what happened and really why I am here today. I would come home about every 5 months. And, I would talk to my friends and the conversation would go something like this. What's your name, sir?
Sam.
Say, Sam, how you been? Man, the last 6 months have been incredible. I've been, down in the Caribbean. In fact, in the Caymans, I got to swim with stingrays. And then I went to Jamaica and climbed up Duns River Falls. And then we came up through the Panama Canal and went over to Hawaii and then up to Alaska. And I was, flying with bush pilots and landing in places and seeing bears. And what have you been up to the last 6 months? Just work. Yeah, we did not rehearse this, folks. Sam and I have never even met, in fact. But the reality is, that's every single conversation I had with my friends. And I said to myself, why do I want to come back to this? All it did was remind me of that little hamster in the cage that's running a mile a minute and going nowhere. How many of you ever feel like that? Well, that's how I felt. And I said, you know what, I'm not coming back to just a job, a J-O-B, just over broke, working for a boss, double S-O-B spelled backwards, right? Some of you will get that later. All right. Tough crowd this morning. I know you guys don't drink coffee here in Utah, all right? all right, let's jump into the presentation, everybody. And I think you'll get an understanding of why it was that when some friends called me and told me about prepaid legal, I jumped on a plane and came home right away to look at it. No, that's not how it went. All right, I'm in the Caribbean, and my friends are in Oregon, and it's December. Now, if you know Oregon at all, it's you don't see the sun for months at a time sometimes, and especially in the month of December and January and things like that. So my response was, that sounds pretty interesting. I'll see you in a few months. And I came home a few months later. And, it was pretty much a no-brainer. And so hopefully I can share with you what it was that I saw, that it would be a no-brainer for you. So let's jump into this. I'll share a little more of my story as we go. But really what's happening out there right now is the perfect storm. How many of you ever seen the movie The Perfect Storm? Okay, you remember that in that movie, that perfect storm was three big storms all colliding to cause this one perfect storm. And that's exactly what's happening out there in the marketplace. It's why, while most businesses are going down and downsizing and going down in sales and revenue, we're going up. And it's because of this perfect storm. There's three huge problems out there. We're addressing the needs. We feel we've got the best answers. And of course, whenever you can bring solutions to the marketplace, it creates opportunity. And of course, when you have the right opportunity and the right timing, you don't really have to be good. You just have to be busy. And so we'll talk about some of the action steps to take as we do that. First major problem, I don't even need to convince you because it's all over the press every single day. How bad the economy is, how bad the economy is, how bad the economy is. People are wondering how they're going to pay their mortgage, looking for second and third jobs. In fact, got an article here just within the last week or so off of USA Today that says, moonlighting, a way of life for workers in tough job market. In fact, they're going to say here that 10% of Americans surveyed in March said they'd taken a second job last year. 18% said they planned to do so in 2009. 18%, that's like one in five people saying they're looking for a second job. That's a huge market. Last year, almost 8 million people had multiple jobs, some of them just to find an extra $200 a week just to get by. The average bankruptcy in our country would be solved with just an extra $300 a month. That's how teetering on the edge America is today, everybody. And so hopefully what we can share with you here today is an alternative to just getting a second job. Because, here's what I figured out. If a first job isn't getting it done, what makes you think a second job is going to get it done? Because it's still just a J-O-B, okay? And the bottom line is, I don't know about you guys, but I found out there's 24 hours in a day, and I haven't figured out how to get any more. I know some of you are trying to, right? And usually what you're sacrificing is time with your family, sleep, time with friends. You know, obviously, those types of things are taking a toll on America. And again, these other things don't change, though. Your mortgage doesn't change. Your loans don't change. Your credit cards don't change. Your car payments don't change. But yet, the job market has. So let's jump on to the second problem here. Again, I don't need to convince you. The press is doing a great job. Identity theft. Fastest growing crime in the country. It's all over the place. Nearly 10 million victims a year. And let me ask you, is it getting better or worse? And, again, it's funny, I'd ask this question 5 years ago and, maybe get a few hands that raised. But let me ask all of you, how many of you have either been a victim of identity theft or know somebody, in your close circle of friends and family that have been a victim? Raise your hands. Look at the hands, everybody. That's 90% of the room. It's getting closer to home. It's already 1 in 8 have become victims. They're saying in the next 5 to 10 years, it'll be 1 in 4. So it's not a matter of if you're going to become a victim of identity theft, it's when. And so the question you ask yourself is, how prepared are you for that type of situation? Third major problem, again, I don't really need to convince you. It's the oldest, most expensive, cumbersome system in the world, the legal system. It's funny. There's not many things out there in the world that are still done the same way they were 200 years ago. Would you agree? Most things have been streamlined and made more efficient, but yet the legal system still operates pretty much the same way it did 200 years ago. And that's one of the reasons it's the most expensive, cumbersome system there is, and why most people just can't afford the system. So if you're anything like me, you were taught growing up, all the attorney jokes, why you basically stay away from attorneys. You don't, use them unless you absolutely have to, if you're backed in a corner. And what we always saw in Perry Mason was that basically the only time you used an attorney is when you woke up and there was somebody dead next to you, right? bottom line is that, we've heard the phrase, the rich get richer. And they've been using attorneys all the time. And for those that are taking notes, I would tell you it's because of these three major things. Number one, to help make better decisions. Number two, save money. And number three, protect their family. I mean, think about it. Oprah probably doesn't even sign a Christmas card before attorneys look at it. Would you agree? I mean, look at the legal battle with, Michael Jackson and, Tiger Woods. I mean, think about those type of people. They don't do anything without having their attorneys in that decision process to help make better decisions, save money, and protect your family. Yes, I said save money. I know you're thinking, well, attorneys are $200-$300 an hour. How am I saving money? Because in the long run, you are saving money because you made better decisions. All right? And so we'll talk about that as we go through the day. But here's really the five key areas. If you looking at us from a business standpoint, maybe you're looking at buying a franchise. Maybe you're looking at buying some business down the street, or perhaps getting involved with us or some type of other home business or direct sales type business. Here's what Harvard Business School says you should evaluate when you evaluate any type of business. Number one, the company. How strong are they? What do their financials look like? What does their future look like? What's their track record, in other words? Is there a big need in the marketplace? Is it a niche or is it something for the masses? And then, of course, the product. Does it appeal to the masses, and is it affordable to the masses? There's a saying, if you market to the masses, you can live with the classes. If you market to the classes, you'll just live with the masses. And so we'll talk about that. What is that market that we have out there today? And, of course, from a business standpoint, compensation and timing. Now, I don't know where we find you here today. Some of you may be just looking for that couple $100 a month. Maybe a little part-time, spare time thing on the side instead of getting a second job. You want to be able to, still maybe work from home and spend time with the kids and not have a babysitter you spend as much on as you do go to work and make, right? And we all know people that have done those types of things. They're spending as much to have daycare as they are for having their second job. It's almost pointless, right? So some of you may be in that kind of a position. Some of you say, well, hey, I'm more in the position like I need a couple $1,000s a month. And, we can definitely show you on a part-time basis how to do that. We have several people in our company achieving those types of incomes, even right here in this room. But we have people, of course, even earning six-figure incomes on a part-time basis with our company. Now, some of you, say, hey, I'm looking for a full-time career change. And if that's you, you know, we'll certainly talk to you as well. We've got, you know, kind of some different categories where you might fit in with our company. We'll talk about that. And then others, you know, maybe just looking to just get crazy, stinking, filthy, hog nasty rich. I don't know. Maybe some of you. Maybe a few of you. And for those that want that, you know what? There's people doing that in prepaid legal too. That may, you know, again, that may not be your goal, but there are some people that you know, they're achieving that. In fact, we have, I'll tell you right now, we've got over 100 people in our company that have earned $1 million with prepaid legal. So we're not talking about some little operation here, but you can take this thing as small or as big as you want, all right? And timing, I think timing's probably be the top of the list, because the bottom line is, in timing, in business is like location in real estate. You know, if you have the right timing, you don't have to be good. I mean, we have one of the best examples in my neck of the woods. You know, up in Seattle, there's this little software company some of you may have heard of called Microsoft. Right? And, you know, I don't know, you may not know this, but they created 10,000, let me say that again, 10,000 millionaires. 10,000 millionaires. Some of them were stockholders, obviously. Some of them were employees that got stock. Some of them were people that, you know, were part of the company to begin with. But some of them are just janitors and secretaries. Now, no disrespect to any janitor or secretary that might be in this room today. But let me ask all of you. Did they become a millionaire because of their talent or because of timing? You see, when you're with the right company at the right time, you don't have to be good. You could be a janitor and still become rich, because a rising tide raises all ships. And when a company is on the move and going, it's like a freight train going down the track. It doesn't matter if you park your car in front of it, it's just going to get run over and the train's going to keep going. Would you all agree? And that's exactly what's happening here today. So let's jump into it here. Mr. Stonecipher, founder of the company here, actually started the company by accident. It's one of the things that really impressed me. It wasn't just some entrepreneur sitting around a table trying to conjure up some sort of scheme to figure out how to put a business model together. It was actually born out of need, not out of greed. Mr. Stonecipher was in this accident, and that's actually his car. He was in a head-on collision. The other person crossed the double yellow line, hit him left to center. They got the ticket, yet they sued him. Good old America, right? Anybody can sue anybody. You know, I mean, that's unfortunately the state of affairs in our country today. Anybody could sue anybody. You don't like the color of your neighbor's house? Guess what? You could. They don't like the color of your house. They could, right? I mean, there's crazy lawsuits out there. I mean, in Oregon, we had a lawsuit where a gentleman sued his barber over a bad haircut. Now, let me ask you. I know some of you ladies are thinking, I wish I could do that right now. Just kidding. Come on, Utah. I'm having fun here, all right? You know, I mean, the bottom line is that that barber had to go hire an attorney. Because if you don't defend yourself, guess what? You're guilty. You would lose by default, and you're guilty. And that's the situation Mr. Stonecipher was in. I don't think we're going to have Mr. Hall here, you know, in that type of a lawsuit, suing his barber over a bad haircut. Would you all agree? You know, just having some fun. Come on. All right? Man. You know, here's the deal. It cost him thousands of dollars to prove his innocence in that situation. And how many of you would feel like you won if it cost you thousands of dollars to defend yourself in a lawsuit you knew you were not guilty? That's exactly, I mean, think about this. Back in 1969, it was several thousand dollars. Today, that would be tens of thousands of dollars. Has anybody got, you know, an extra $30,000 set aside in a savings account called future legal expenses? No, I don't think so. You see, and that's where he was too. And he thought, you know, there must be something I could buy, because he had life insurance to protect his family in case he passed away. He had auto coverage to cover the banged up cars. He had medical coverage to cover the hospital bills. So he thought there must be some type of legal coverage I could buy. But here's what he found. Nothing existed in all of America. Nothing existed in all of North America. So he got the idea to start putting this thing together. And then he found out that over in Europe, just as common as auto coverage, health coverage, and bread and butter on the kitchen table. Legal coverage has been around for over 100 years now in Europe. In fact, in some parts of Europe, as many as 80% of the population already have legal coverage. This is not something new we're testing out, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that is already proven. It's ingrained into second and third and fourth generations in some countries. And it's pretty much, in fact, there's a part of Germany that You know how we go when we go to get our driver's license, you got to show proof of insurance? They got to show proof of insurance and proof of legal coverage. That's how ingrained it is into the culture. How many of you associates wish that would happen here, right? I'm going to be honest with you. I'll get into this is more in the training side of things, but you actually don't want that to happen yet. Because when that happens, it's going to go real fast. It's not going to happen for several years, and that's the good news for all of us here today. That there's an incredible opportunity because that market is going to eventually go that direction. We'll get more into that as we go, but suffice it to say, we've been featured in just about every major publication you could possibly think of. Forbes, Fortune, Money Magazine, Wall Street Journal, Wall Street Investor, USA Today, I mean, you name it, we've been featured in it. And you know, there's just a few of them. In fact, I got a couple of extra ones here that I'd like to share because this one is one of my favorite. This is USA Today just a couple years ago. They did a feature on companies where the founders are still at the helm and how well they're doing. And in fact, you've all heard of this company, Amazon.com, right? Good company. In fact, Jeff Bezos, you know, still CEO, founder of the company. In fact, in 15 years, their stock has grown 4,381%. How many of you wish you had some Amazon stock right now, right? You know, well, guess what? Coming in at number two, 4,302% growth, prepaid legal, with Mr. Stonecipher, our founder, CEO, president, still at the helm, okay? Number two. That's what the market is saying about us, and Forbes actually does a ranking every year of the 200 best small companies in the entire country. Now, some of you have businesses here in Utah. Some of you have friends who have businesses here in Utah. And how many of you would agree that if your company was ranked the 200 best in Utah, you probably have a sign above the door that said so, right? You know, but we're not talking about just the state of Utah. We're talking about the 200 best small companies in the entire country. Prepaid Legal has not only been ranked on that list, 8 out of 11 years, we've been as high as number 5 on the list. And this last year, in fact, they ranked us number 1 on return on investment. So pretty impressive stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not here to sell you the stock today, but I'll tell you what, you might want to look at it, all right? You know, I could go on and on and on just on the financial publications that have talked about Prepaid Legal. And the reason I have these is because I've been now with the company for 12 years, and every time they say we've been featured in a magazine, I go out and buy it. And then I laminate a copy, so I've got a good copy to keep with me for a long time, because there, believe it or not, even though we've been around for 36 years now, there are still some skeptics out there. I have a hard time understanding when you've had 16 years of record growth, year after year after year, we're on the New York Stock Exchange, you know, I mean, it's pretty incredible. But you know what? Here's the good news. Some people have never even heard about us. And that's the good news for those of you that are taking a look at us here today, wondering, is there an opportunity? And to know that you're not starting in some ground floor operation. You know, how many of you have been to one of those hotel meetings that said ground floor opportunity? You found out later it wasn't ground floor. It was in the basement and it never made it out, right? I mean, here, you don't have to worry about that, folks. We're not talking about projected sales. We're talking about actual sales, okay? We're talking about growth year after year after year. How many of you guys wish your checkbook looked like that, right? Your savings account, your stock portfolio, right? Not happening, only happening in the world of prepaid legal. For those of you that don't understand financials, everybody just put up your arm like this and say, good curve, bad curve. There we go. It's your lesson for the day, all right? You look at the number here. Nearly half a billion in revenue. Half a billion. 500 million is half of 1 billion in revenue. And they're saying that this, you know, I'll get into the market a little bit more later. But bottom line is, a lot of growth and still yet a lot of opportunity out there. You're more likely to end up in court than you are in the hospital. Now, if you're like me, I know I was, you know, sitting here, you know, looking at this thing too. And I read the statistic and I thought, more likely to end up in court than in the hospital? And then I thought about traffic court. I said, yeah, they're right. Okay. no, honestly, you could actually multiply this number by 10 because they're only talking about lawsuits. These are not our statistics, ladies and gentlemen. This is from, you know, on the bottom there. They tell you who it's from. But the bottom line here is this. How many legal situations actually end up in court? Maybe 10%? Maybe 10%? And how many people are usually involved in a lawsuit? At least, right? So, you know, I think to me, this is really conservative. We say, you know, you're more than twice as likely to end up in court than you are in the hospital. I really think you're more like 10 times more likely to end up in court than you are in the hospital. But the bottom line here is that we've all been conditioned that we should have health coverage. If you don't have health coverage, you probably wish you did. You know how important it is. You know how many trips to the hospital would it take to financially wipe you out? See, and that's why we know how important it is. That's why I pay like $500 a month to cover me, my wife, and kid. But we're not talking about $500 a month here today, and we're talking about everyday life stuff, not just when a major catastrophe like ending up in the hospital or ending up in court. We're talking about everyday life events here. And when I looked at this, this is when I really understood that not only did I need prepaid legal, I could have used it in the past, and everybody I know could have used this. So here's what I'd like to do very quickly. Is that when I touch one of these that touches you, I'd like you to stand up and just stay standing for a minute. This is your one stretch break for the morning, okay? So how many of you have ever been overcharged for repair and wish you could have done something about it? Stand up. Go ahead and stay standing. You don't have to rub the shoulders of the person next to you, all right? How many of you ever tried to return a defective product, like after the holidays, you know, tried to return something? They didn't want to give you your money back. How many of you have ever received a traffic ticket? Here comes everybody else. Let me ask that question differently. How many of you have not obeyed all the speed laws in the last 30 days? Stay standing, if you would, all right? How many of you ever lost a security deposit? You know, I was a college student. I didn't even know we got those things back. ever been audited or you know, worried about being audited? Signed a contract? Let me ask that one another way. How many of you actually understood all the fine print? You know, we know the big print giveth, the fine print taketh away, right? You know, how many purchased a home, prepared a will, or wanted to, or worried about identity theft? Here's why I wanted you to stand up, ladies and gentlemen, because what I realized is that I've encountered many of these things in the last few years. But I never used an attorney. Why? Because they're too expensive. And see, now, with the prepaid legal membership, you can stand up for your rights next time something happens to you. That's why I wanted you to go ahead and stand up. Go ahead and have a seat, everybody. See, this is not just about being sued or ending up in court and, you know, major things. I know you're all like me. You think you got a big S on your chest and a cape on your back. It's never going to happen to you, right? But guess what? These everyday life things do. They happen to all of us. I'll tell you the first time I ever used prepaid legal. I had a situation with my internet provider. And any of you have the internet? Okay. You could probably relate to it, you know, this way, too. How many of you have a cell phone? Okay. It's pretty much the same type of situation here, because I looked at my credit card statement one day and realized that they were overcharging me. And now, granted, I probably should have looked at it a little closer, because it had been 6 months. And they were charging me for the super-duper web package deal when I just was on the basic plan. And how many of you have ever, you know, been in this type of situation? You pull out your phone, you dial the number, and you're on hold. And you're on hold. Press a couple more buttons, and you're on hold some more. Anybody been there? All right, and then you finally get a real person, and they basically tell you, sorry, can't help you. Or even worse, how many of you love this statement? Well, that's not our policy. Have you ever heard that one? Just me. See, after going through this conversation with them and explaining to them that I never had the super-duper web package, I was just supposed to be on the basic, and they'd been overcharging me about $25 a month for the last 6 months. So, you know, that added up to, you know, a couple hundred dollars. And I said, you know, I'd like that back, please. And they said, well, no, we can't do that. We could downgrade your service, but we can't give you your money back. And I said, well, you zapped it out of my account. Why can't you zap it back in? I said, well, I got my own policy. My policy is I call my law firm and ask them how the situation goes. And, of course, they kind of laugh and chuckle, right? Because who's going to call an attorney over a couple hundred dollars? You see, that's where most Americans are at, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, you know, sometimes the first reaction from people is prepaid legal. Well, I've never used an attorney. Why would I need that? Just because you never used an attorney doesn't mean you didn't need one. You see, I never thought of that as a legal situation. I thought of that was a consumer issue. But I realized, you know what, I called a law firm, got some advice, and said, hey, I think I'm being treated unfairly. What do you think? They said, well, we think you're being treated unfairly, too. I said, well, you know, could you write a letter for me? Yeah, absolutely. That's part of the program. They write letters on your behalf, and I'll get into the coverage here more in a bit. But the bottom line is they said, yeah, we'll write that letter. I said, well, could you fax it to them too so they get it a little faster? And they did that for me as well. And long story short, I got a letter back in the mail within just a few days that said, you know, now I was Mr. Leiter instead of customer, you know, 54321, right? Now I'm Mr. Leiter. You know, we apologize. Sorry for the inconvenience. That money has now been zapped back in your account, and we apologize for any inconvenience. If there's anything else we can ever do, please let us know. See? Okay? That's called everyday life events, folks. Something like that has happened to every single one of you, and that's what I realized. That moment right there, it was about 4 months after I had joined Prepaid Legal. I realized right then and there that everybody needs a Prepaid Legal membership, because that kind of stuff happens to everyday Americans every single day. And that's why I'm just absolutely a huge believer. But here's why most people don't. They're intimidated by attorneys. They don't know who to call. They know it's going to cost a lot. You go to the phone book, it's the single largest section of the phone book. Who do you pick? The guy with the big ad? Well, if he's got a big ad, he might be kind of expensive. He's got to pay for the big ad. So do you pick the guy with the little ad? Well, he's cheap. So we settle on the middle ad, right? Middle-sized type guy. And then, but what area of law does he specialize in? There's like 20-some areas of law. So, you know, here's what a lot of us do. You know, we call a few friends. We call some people we know that are maybe, you know, connected in business. Or worse, you call your brother or your uncle or somebody looking for the hookup, right? Hoping to get some free legal advice or something. And, you know, ultimately what usually happens is, you know, you find that person that's a friend of a friend. And of course, they say, oh, well, that's not the area of law I work in. You'll need to talk to my friend Joe over here. And now Joe says, well, that's going to be a, you know, $1,000 retainer and $200 an hour. And that's how most people find an attorney. And so that's why most people just basically either ignore the problem or try to handle it themselves. Now, if you've ever had a toothache, you know ignoring the problem is probably not the best way to go. Okay? You might ignore it, it goes away for a little while, and it usually comes back worse. Right? And that's the same thing with legal situations. Sometimes they seem to disappear, and then they come back even bigger. Right? And handling it yourself, listen, there's a saying even amongst attorneys, and you got to listen to this, because I find people all the time, you know, well, they're really super smart and they can look up stuff on the internet, and, well, I'm just going to do it all myself. Listen, folks, even amongst attorneys, they have a saying, he who represents himself has a fool for a client. They don't even represent themselves. Why would you? I mean, that's like, you know, performing surgery on yourself. A doctor went to school for years and years and years to learn that specialty. To be able to perform surgery, well, you would never perform surgery on yourself. Why would you practice law on yourself? They went to school for years and years and years to learn all of that crazy stuff. You know, the hereto, wherein, with all the, you know, what does that stuff really mean? They know what it means. Okay? So that's why ignoring the problem or handling it yourself is not the way to go. So here's what Prepaid Legal did. And this package has grown over the years. It's pretty amazing what we're able to do and how we do it. And I'm just going to go through this very quickly because, again, folks, I think this is a no-brainer. You either get it or you don't. We're not here to convince you. Notice the doors are wide open. They're not locked or anything. I'll talk to you about that later, okay? but could I maybe just get a hand? You don't have to come up or anything, but could I get some help from a guest maybe just to, in your seat, be a volunteer to represent this side of the room? Is there a guest over here that would help out and represent? Sir, in the back? Okay. Sir, what's your name? Graham, what's your last name? Copart. Copart? Copart. 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 Mr. Copart. Perfect. You're going to represent this side of the room, all right? All right, I need somebody over here. Come on, come on. You don't have to get up, sir. Scott Swang. All right, perfect. Let me get my magic wand out here real quick, all right? And we got Mr. Swang, Mr. Copart. You are now attorneys. Don't worry, I'll change you back. All right? Now, you guys are the senior partners of your law firm. The Swang and Copart law firm, or the Copart and Swang, right? You guys can argue over that later, all right? Swang Copart. That sounds expensive already, doesn't it? You guys are the senior partners of this law firm, and the rest of you are practicing attorneys within the firm, all right? Imagine this. I walk into your office one day, and I say, you know, I can't afford your hourly rates. What do attorneys charge around here, by the way, per hour? $200, $250 an hour, and on up, depending on the situation. But let's just keep this example conservative, and let's go on the low side and say it's only $200 an hour, all right? But I don't even want to pay the $200 an hour. You see, I realize that wealthy people use attorneys, Donald Trump, people like that. They get advice, make better decisions, save money, protect their family, and big corporations have them on retainer, things like that. So it seems that'd be pretty smart for me to have a similar type situation, but I can't afford that couple hundred dollars an hour. So here's what I'd like to do at the Swang Copard Law Firm. I'd like to go through a list of services, and when I'm all done, you tell me how much you charge me per month instead of by the hour. All right? So get out your mental calculator here and just go through this very quickly. First thing is that I'd like to include my wife and kids. I don't want to pay any extra for them like I do on my other type coverages. I realize that here in Utah that's an even greater value. But the bottom line is, I'd like to include them. First thing I'm going to ask for is this. I'd like unlimited consultations on our issues. I mean real consultations, not like these guys on TV that say, call for a free consultation so we can see if we can sue somebody. That's what the guys on TV want, right? I mean real consultation on our issues, no charge, part of this little monthly fee. Now, my wife and kids are going to be calling too. We might call you 4 or 5 times today, this month, or this year. I don't know, but we want that unlimited, all right? And we certainly understand that you might be busy. At least get back to us by the next business day. Fair enough? And so let me just pause there for a second. If that's all I was asking for, just the ability to call your law firm and get advice whenever I need it, me, my wife, and kids, all throughout the year, not going to pay you the $200 an hour, just going to pay you a little monthly fee. Now, don't answer out loud. Just think of that. What would you charge just for that alone? Got a number in your head? All right, because I'm going to go pretty fast from here. If after talking to you, you determine it would help to write a letter for me or make a phone call for me to a third party, I'm going to want you to write those letters and make those phone calls. Just like the situation I had with my internet provider. Maybe I've got a problem with my neighbor. Maybe I've got a property line dispute. Maybe I've got a problem at work. Maybe I've got a problem with my cell phone company. Maybe I've got a problem with my auto mechanic. We never heard of people having a challenge with their auto mechanic, right? It was told it was going to be this much when they walked in and go to pick up their car, and now it's this much, right? Maybe I got a problem with my cell phone company, a little dispute over the bill. That never happens, does it? Right? Maybe it's a dispute with my insurance company because they don't want to pay the claim. Never heard of that one, have we? See, we're going to need help in these types of situations, and we don't want to be charged every time we call to try to help out with these little things. We just want it included in our little monthly fee that we're going to pay to the Swang Copard Law Firm. All right? Now, so go ahead and add that in. He's got out a pen and paper here, man. Now, here's the other thing. I want you to review all our contracts and documents. Before we sign anything, want to be able to fax those over to your office and have you review them. Make sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. Most importantly, want to really understand that fine print, because unless you went to law school, do we really understand the fine print? And so I want to, if I'm buying a car or maybe refinancing my house or buying a house or, I've got a rental property. I want to be able to fax these contracts over to you guys, review them, then review them with me, help me understand what they really mean. Most importantly, make sure, if I shouldn't sign it, that I know I shouldn't be signing it, or maybe make changes. No charge. It's going to be part of this little monthly fee I'm going to pay to the Swang Copard Law Firm. A couple last things I'm going to ask for is I also want you to draw up our will. And I don't want the state of Utah deciding who's going to take care of my kids, who's going to get my house, who's going to get my cars, or worse, have my family fighting over that stuff. We never heard of that, have we? What if I'm incapacitated, end up in the hospital, and can't really voice my decisions of how we want things taken care of, like that big case with Terry Schiavo, where family's fighting over, do we pull the plug or not pull the plug? So I'm going to want you to not only draw up our will, but we want our living will and medical directives, all that stuff thrown in. And I know you probably charge anywhere from $500 to $1,000 to do that. But because of this relationship we have, me paying you this little monthly fee all the time, you guys are just going to throw that in as part of this little monthly deal. And I want you to update it every year too, because you know my brother. I don't know. I might take him out next year. you know, just having some fun. Come on, Utah. Gosh, you guys are so serious. So, want you to draw up that will for me and one for my wife. She's got some separate assets, and she needs hers done as well. No charge. Part of this little... Hey, hold my calls, please. All right? I'll get them later. So, I want you to draw all that up and have it be part of this little monthly fee. You still adding things up there? Okay? Got just a couple more I'm going to ask for. Have we ever been in the wrong place at the wrong time, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, let me ask it another way. Were you ever a teenager? How many of you have teenagers? How many of you just drive like teenagers? Can you be in the wrong place at the wrong time? Could you be alongside the road in an accident, being questioned, not sure which questions you should be answering? See, if I'm ever in that situation, or worse, one of my children or my wife is in that kind of situation, we're going to need your cell phone so we can contact you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and yes, that includes holidays. And there's going to be no charge for that phone call either. We just want that included in this little monthly fee. Now, we won't call you at 2 o'clock in the morning over a contract issue. All right? That's just if we're being arrested, questioned, or detained, and not sure if we should be answering those questions. We want to be able to call you 24/7, no charge, part of this little monthly fee. All right? Just one last thing I'm going to ask for, and that is because identity theft is the fastest growing crime in the country. Again, nearly 10 million victims a year. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to go out and hire a risk management company for me because, you know, the banks and the credit cards and freecreditreport.com, all these little things, they're all offering this credit monitoring stuff. And, you know, credit monitoring is good to have, but if that's all you have, that's a problem. It's kind of like having a fire alarm on your house. Could you imagine coming home one day, your house is on fire, and there's no fire department there putting out the fire? So you call 911 and say, hey, my house is on fire. And they said, we know. We've been monitoring it. Well, are you going to send anybody out to put out the fire? Well, no, you're going to do it yourself. We'll teach you how to do it. We'll walk you through it. Here, get out a hose. Get an axe. Right? You know, I mean, that's what it's like. And that's what most of these other programs are, is just monitoring with how to do it yourself. Listen, if you want to do it yourself, ladies and gentlemen, go to the FTC website and read their 80-some page report on identity theft, and they will tell you how to do it yourself, and that it's going to take you a couple hundred hours, and it's going to take you 2 to 3 years, and a lot of it's daytime stuff, because we're not just talking about credit. Credit is like one-third of identity theft. The other part is your driver's license. Think about some of these crooks out there. They're not walking around with their driver's license, because when they get pulled over, they go to jail. They're walking around with your driver's license and their picture. So people are ending up with things on their record that weren't them. They're using other people's social security numbers for jobs. They're even using other people's medical benefits. You could end up in the hospital and they've got the wrong information on you, what blood type, what you're allergic to, things like that. This literally could be life-threatening. See, I want a full package of identity theft here, not just credit monitoring. So I need this risk management company to, yes, monitor my credit, give me access to my report now, see if there's anything bad on there. But more importantly, if even a clue I've been a victim of identity theft, I want them to do proactive searches throughout the country to see if my Social Security is being used, see if my driver's license is being used, see if there's any criminal activity in my name, things like that. See, because I know this. If I get pulled over at midnight on the way home and I'm being arrested, taken to jail because there's a warrant out for my arrest for some DUI that somebody else got on my driver's license, calling Citibank is not going to help me. Calling my bank card Visa is not going to help me. Right? I need this full package put together. Most importantly, identity restoration so that they restore my good name back to where it was. All part of this little monthly fee. He's so tired of adding it up, he's like yawning back over here. So at the Swain Copard Law Firm, how much would you charge me per month for all that? 6,995? Give these guys a hand, would you? Now, for the rest of the guests in the room, these guys are not plants, okay? Just having some fun here. But here's the bottom line. Could you all agree it would be a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the bottom line is I've shared that story probably thousands of times, not hundreds, but thousands. It's really all I do to explain prepaid legal to people because, I think people either get it or they don't. I don't want to convince people. And I found by sharing that story, they usually are telling me, you know, again, thousands, if not hundreds or more per month. The reality is we do all that and more. I didn't even go into everything in the plan. We do all that and more for about a dollar a day. How many of you think that's an incredible value? Okay. All right. Again, I don't have time to go through all this, but suffice it to say again, folks, it's a monthly membership. It's month to month, so you can try it out. You can use it. You'll get the benefits out of it. You know, you'll find average person uses this thing 3 to 4 times a year, pays for itself. Just sometimes one time using it will pay for years of your membership. I didn't even get into the motor vehicle stuff here. Some of you younger guys, you know, sometimes you get a problem with your foot and it gets stuck and things like that. I don't know how that happens, but you know, bottom line is, how would it feel to just know that if you got a ticket you felt was unfair, you could fax it into the law firm and get some advice on how to deal with that situation, perhaps even get it reduced, maybe keep it low enough it doesn't affect your insurance rates. Pretty incredible stuff. I look at my prepaid legal membership as free for sure, just from that part alone, okay? Trial defense, anybody getting sued in our country? Just do this, everybody. You can't do it fast enough. 3 lawsuits every second, 100 million lawsuits a year. Now, I know you're all thinking, hey, it is never going to happen to me, and I hope it doesn't. But let me ask you, would you rather have it and not need it, or would you rather need it and not have it? You see, if you find out you're getting sued, don't call us to sign up for prepaid legal, ladies and gentlemen. It's like buying car insurance after the accident. It doesn't work that way. You need to have the plan ahead of time, okay? Now, we can still help you under our preferred member discount, which is nice to have. You know, same thing with the IRS audit. You know, again, you need to have this and, you know, have it beforehand. But anything that goes above and beyond the entire plan can always be covered under our preferred member discount. How many of you guys shop at Costco or something like that? Okay. If I asked you all to pull out your keychains right now, how many of you have some type of discount swiper on it, right? Walmart or, you know, Walgreens or, you know, you name it. We all like discounts. But let me ask you, when you go to Costco and you buy some mustard, is it the same mustard you buy at the grocery store? Why is it cheaper? Because they buy in bulk. And see, folks, sometimes people think because prepaid legal is cheaper that it's not the same value. The reality is we just buy in bulk. We're getting the same attorneys that people go off the street and pay $245, $300 an hour. But because we're buying them in bulk, we get a better rate. See, here in the state of Utah, we got 15,000 members of prepaid legal paying this little monthly fee. It's like this all over the country. We become the law firm's number one client. Those of you that are business owners, just ask yourself this question. How do you treat your number one client? When they call you, how fast do you call back? You know, I mean, that's the bottom line. That's what's happening here. Let me give you an example. I mean, that's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of a little over $1 million a year paying the law firm here. In Oregon, we've got 22,000 members. I know it's getting close to about $2 million a year. We're paying them. In the state of California, 150,000 members of prepaid legal, we're paying them over $1 million a month. Let me ask you, do you think attorneys like prepaid legal? The ones who are involved with us are. Now, there's some other ones out there maybe feeling a little threatened by that. And some of them have been smart enough to switch sides. There's one of my business partners, or you know, the business associates that we work together in the state of Oregon, Ms. Sue Martinez, actually a practicing attorney for 12 years. She decided she'd rather market this than compete with it. And now she works from home with her family, making a six-figure income as a prepaid legal associate. She'd never be able to do that out practicing law. Now, I share that with you. Just know there's two sides to all this. But how many of you think that's incredible value for a dollar a day? I say it's a no-brainer, ladies and gentlemen. All right? Okay. All right. Now, it's no secret identity theft is a big problem. I really kind of covered this stuff already. But there's always people in the room that think, oh, well, that's never going to happen to me. I'm safe with my information. Well, let me just ask you this. Is the utility company safe with your information? Is the insurance company safe with your information? Are your credit card company safe with your information? We all know they're supposed to be. But how many of you maybe had a loan through Countrywide and recently got a letter that said you may have been a victim because we had a breach of information? Okay? Up in my neck of the woods, Providence Hospital lost 365,000 people's information. Everybody got a letter said, oops, you might be a victim. You see, it doesn't matter how safe you guys are. You were born. Your information is out there. For some of you, it's been out there for a while. Think about the internet. Think about just the information is flowing all over the place. These crooks are not going through the dumpsters and after your purse anymore. They're hacking into databases. How many of you agree there are more crooks than there are police? It's an unfortunate problem, but that's how it is, and they're always a step ahead because there's just more of them. And that's one of the reasons it's a big problem, and don't look to our government to solve it. It'll never happen. It's just too big, too cumbersome, and so we have to take action ourselves. You can either bury your head in the sand and say, well, it shouldn't be that way, or you can say, you know what, I need to learn how to survive within this. And so I could go on and on and on identity theft. I've been a victim twice. It's a major headache to clean up. I could show you a box full of letters because it becomes so overwhelming that, you know, you can't spend hours every single day trying to deal with the situation. You get to a point where you're just literally overwhelmed, and the mail comes in and you just start throwing it in the box because you can't keep up. All right? And credit monitoring is not enough. You need to protect the whole you. This is the most important thing you have is your identity. So you need something that's going to do the whole thing. And Prepaid Legal teamed up with another company called Kroll. They're the world's leading risk management company, been around for over 30 years, over 2,000 employees, worldwide jurisdiction. They helped out the Kuwaiti government track down Saddam Hussein's money. They have helped out with the restructuring of Enron. I told you about Providence Hospital, lost 365,000 people's information. When they had that problem, guess who they hired? Kroll. Paid them millions of dollars to come in and help rectify that situation. In fact, you know what? One of the first things they did was they bought those 365,000 people, they bought them this membership for an entire year. Pretty incredible stuff, okay? They give you a credit report, up-to-date credit monitoring, most importantly, identity restoration if you're a victim of identity theft. And that's a full restoration package. It's not a do-it-yourself type deal. It actually has a limited power of attorney. If you look into any other identity theft program out there, that's the one key note you want to make. Does it have LPO, limited power of attorney? If you sign over limited power of attorney, they go fix it. That means you have true restoration. If it does not have limited power of attorney, they do not fix it. They're telling you how to fix it. All right? So we've got the whole thing, the whole package, a whole wall of protection all the way around you. I said $1 a day, about $35.95 a month, about the cost of a bottle of water a day. I think this is an absolute no-brainer, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you probably spend more than that on your cable bill. Some of you spent more than that last Friday night and don't know where it went, okay? How many of you would agree that protecting your family is probably more important than a cable bill? You see, when I looked at that, I said, why wouldn't somebody sign up for this? I mean, that was my initial reaction, and that was before we had identity theft. I was just looking at the legal plan. I said, of course, sign me up. No brainer. Now, not everybody sees it that way, and that's actually a good thing. That means there's a huge opportunity out there because we're still at the front end of this whole thing, and that's why we need your help. 15,000 people in Utah that have prepaid legal, that's great, but that's nothing. How many people do you have here? Over 2 million? Almost 3? Even if we argued? That's I mean, that's, okay. Now, in Oregon, I usually say 3 people per family, so that's like 1 million families, but here I guess I might have to say 20 per family? No, I'm just kidding. the bottom line is there's a lot of people, and we're talking about 2-3% market penetration. There's a lot of opportunity out there. We need your help. We're really a huge advocate that getting a second job is not the solution because, again, there's only so many hours of the day. And as long as you're trading time for money, you're always going to be stuck. You're always going to be limited. Even if you're a highly paid attorney, you're trading time for money, there's still only 24 hours in the day. Your income is limited and capped. But when you can put yourself in a situation where you can build renewal and residual income and you can build leverage, that's where there's huge opportunity. That is where most wealthy people are at. They're in a position of leverage. All right? And so let's talk about this because the company has two goals. To protect every American family out there, we're doing a pretty good job so far. 1.5 million families already. In fact, we now have companies bringing it on their benefit packages. Over 44,000 companies offer this in their benefit packages. We have states like Alabama, Kentucky, Virginia, Illinois, Oklahoma, North Carolina, and a few others, including the state of Washington, just north of me, offer prepaid legal as an employee benefit to their state workers. How many of you agree the research has already been done on this company, ladies and gentlemen? Okay. See, some of you are going to make the mistake I did, walk out of here and go call somebody and ask them about prepaid legal. You know, I walked out of one of these meetings the first time and called my brother and said, hey, I was just this prepaid legal meeting. What do you think? He said, prepaid legal? That don't even sound legal. What are you getting involved in? You better be careful. Thank goodness I didn't listen to him. Because I realized that, you know, the research had already been done. This company's on the New York Stock Exchange, featured in all these publications, companies offering it in their benefit packages. This is what we call becoming self-evident, ladies and gentlemen. This is not testing it out. This is already a freight train going down the track. You just want to decide if you want to get a piece of it. And our founder of the company has a goal to create more millionaires than any company ever has. Doing a pretty good job so far. In fact, about every 12 days, a new person reaches a level of a six-figure income. That means they've earned over $100,000 in a 12-month period of time. We've got literally hundreds and hundreds of people doing that, and a new one every 12 days. In fact, at least every month, we've got another person reaching the $1 million in earnings mark. In fact, it wasn't just but maybe a couple weeks ago. You were announced right here in the state of Utah in the front row. Mr. Hall has now surpassed the $1 million in earnings. Give him a hand, everybody. How many of you would agree he doesn't think we're testing this thing out? You know, the bottom line is that there's a lot of opportunity out there. I want to show you how the money works and what's in it for you if you decide to get involved, whether it's spare time, part-time, or full-time, all right? Here's very quickly our membership, $35.95 a month. When you enroll somebody, there's a $10 enrollment fee, okay? So you collect $45.95 somebody else's money. And at the beginning level, even as a junior associate, they pay you the majority of that. I mean, basically $35 for enrolling a person for a $35 membership, okay? I mean, I'm like scratching my head going, man, these Oklahomans don't know math very well, right? That's where the company's based, all right? I said to myself, well, I'm just going to send in a bunch of these before they figure it out, okay? But, you know, here's some of you would say, well, I like the number above that. It's double. How many of you would like to move up to 69 and get double the pay? Okay? Well, very simple. I'm going to give you a couple different ways to do that. But for those who just want to go out and market memberships, I'll start there. And that is, once you've marketed 25 memberships, then we'll double your commission. Now you're making 69 every time you market one of these memberships. Now, 25 is not very a lot. We got people in the room that have signed up 1,000, 2,000. Okay? So 25 is not that much. After 25, you get double the commission. After another 25, we double it again. Now you're making $138. I mean, think about that. $138 every time you enroll somebody for this membership. When I was looking at this, I was working a full-time job and thinking, hey, I could do this part-time. I could sign up somebody on my lunch break. I mean, I could sign up 10 people a month. That's only 2.5 people per week. That's like my lunch break, maybe a little after work, and maybe a little bit on the weekends. You know, I could squeeze in 8 to 10 hours a week. That's better than a second job because I can work it in, be flexible with my schedule instead of having to answer to another schedule. And that's exactly what I set out to do because I said if I could do 10 a month, that's over $1,000 a month part-time just marketing memberships. How many of you like what you hear so far? Okay. Now, how many of you would like to maybe move up to that $138 level a little faster? Okay. Well, I'll get into that a little bit more later, but the bottom line is we're going to show you how by just enrolling one person, you can move up to that $138 level like that in our Fast Start program. How many of you get a little excited about that? Okay. I'll get into that a little more as we go, but let's just do this real quick. I'm just going to skip the first couple levels. How many senior associates do we already have in the room? Stand up. Give them a hand, everybody. Woo! Yeah. Now, after you've helped somebody else become a senior associate, or if you don't want to help other people, you just want to market memberships, and you go out and market 100 memberships, you become a manager. I think it's a lot easier to help one person become a senior associate. But how many managers do we have in the room? Managers, stand up. Give them a hand. Wow. I mean, a manager makes $172. That means they sign up 10 of these memberships at $1,700, whether that's per month or per week. That's not a bad little part-time business. Now, after you've helped 3 people become managers or market 250 memberships, you become a director. How many directors do we have in the room? Stand up. Wow. $200 every time you market one of those memberships. See, that's why we call them dangerous directors. See, because as a director, you're making $200 every time you market a membership. That means you go take one of your friends out to lunch and sign them up. You may just made $200 on your lunch break. That might be more than you made at work. See, you can tell who the directors are later, everybody, because they'll kind of be walking like this. Especially in the morning when they go to work. Walk in, it's a little bit late. The boss is like, hey, you're late. It's like, I know. Coming back from lunch, a little bit late. I know. So you get a little attitude when you start, $200 in 15, 20 minutes to sign up somebody for this membership when some people work all day and don't make $200. Folks, I'm telling you, there's an incredible amount of money here. As much money as there is in the green column, there's more money in the other columns. But let's just do this real quick out of respect to the executives in the room. Over $250 every time they enroll somebody for this membership. This is just obscene, really. Kind of sick. All the executive directors in the room, stand up, would you, everybody? Give them a big hand. Yeah. See, they're no longer dangerous directors because they did that going in late enough times that the boss said, hey, we need to work something out here because you're coming in late a little too often. And they said, yeah, no problem. I just won't come in anymore. Okay? I mean, that's the point you get to. That's called adult money when you reach that kind of level, ladies and gentlemen. But so let me just give you a quick little example here. And I'm going to use our Mr. Copard and Mr. Swang as our examples that were here a little bit earlier. Now, let's just say you got involved in the business, Mr. Copard. You came involved in the business. I'm going to go through the details of this a little bit later. But suffice it to say, I said you could enroll one person and go straight to the senior associate level. And so that's Mr. Swang, all right? He got involved in the business, too. You're now making $138 even off the membership he signed up for, okay? So now if you just went out and marketed 10 more memberships, that's $1,300 in the business, okay? Mr. Swang over here says, well, hey, you know, I'm going to sign some people up, too. Okay, we're going to just quickly advance him to the associate level here. We're not going to leave him at the bottom level. We'll even give him a quick raise, but he didn't go up to where you went. He went to the $69 level, all right? Now, the difference between 69 and 138 is actually 69. So every time Mr. Swang markets a membership, you make $69. You like Mr. Swang. What if he goes out and markets 10 memberships times 69? Class? Tough crowd, man. Class? Okay, you do know math here in Utah. All right. You've got to know math as the kids keep multiplying. You guys going to get tired of me yet? Come on. You got me for a couple more hours today, all right? So, Mr. Copart, he does 10 memberships, you make 690. Let me ask you, how many Mr. Swangs would you like in your team? A lot, right? Let's just keep it, you know, we're not even going to talk about the numbers in this room, you know, maybe close to a couple hundred people here. Let's just say 10. What if you just had 10 Mr. Swangs? And they just part-time marketed 10 memberships. That's now 100 memberships times $69. How much do you make now? Class? Okay, gosh, just checking, all right? $6,900 before you ever got out of bed. You might market some memberships too. How many zeros can you add to that? How many commas could you put in it? How many more Mr. Swangs would you like? Here's the answer. As many as you want. You see, when I went to school, they said, get good grades so you can go to work for a company and work your way to the top. Now, let me ask all of you, how many actually know somebody that went to school, got good grades, started at the bottom, worked their way to the top, they're now president and CEO of the company? I usually get one hand that raises every time. One. But so let me ask the rest of you. If you don't know somebody who's done it, how are you ever going to learn to do it? You see, what I found in my company, there's only one of those guys, and he didn't want to teach me to do it because he didn't want me to take the position. That's the challenge in that model. But see, here you can have as many as you want. Let me just give you a better way to go. Everybody repeat after me. Start at the top. See, now in prepaid legal, when you sign up, you're not an employee. You are now president and CEO of your own company. And you can have as many senior associates, managers, and directors as you want, or you can have none. It's up to you. You can leverage and build a big team. You could build no team. Some people just want to go market memberships. We have hundreds of people in our company earning six-figure incomes just from marketing the memberships. And to me, that's the test of a real opportunity. All right? Others say, hey, you know what? I'm not that good. I'm not a salesperson. I don't want to go out and do this, but, you know, I could certainly share this great idea with other people. I know a lot of other people that need to make some extra money and help them make some extra money. And in return, you earn overrides just like a franchise earns money off of other franchises, right? Just like an insurance agent or broker earns money off other agents. Just like a real estate broker earns money off of their agents. You're building an agency here, a brokerage, with prepaid legal, and you can earn overrides off the production of that agency, all right? So you can build it as big as you want or as small as you want. Suffice it to say, the money gets pretty incredible. I know we have some examples that are going to come up in just a minute, but you can get paid every day, direct deposits into your account. We've got car bonuses. We've got trips. I mean, you name it. You don't have to be able to give presentations like this. I never gave a presentation like this for my first 2 years in prepaid legal, and I had already walked away from my job. I was making more money part-time after 15 months in prepaid legal than I was at work, and I still had never given a presentation like this. Because we've got DVDs that will do it. We've got websites that will do it. We've got recorded phone numbers. I mean, the best presentation I ever gave was on the basketball court because I wear a prepaid legal jersey. If you're going to be in business, you got to promote. All right? I wear a prepaid legal jersey. And one day, a gentleman said, hey, you know, can you tell me a little more about that? I've been hearing about that. And if you ever, you know, go to the gym and know sometimes you're waiting for your turn in this kind of stuff. And I was up next, so I didn't want to give up my spot. So I thought real quick, and I grabbed my cell phone. I dialed a 1-800 number. I said, here, listen to this. And I went and played basketball. Because the guy on the phone makes over $1 million a year. He does a better presentation in 10 minutes than I can do in an hour. All right? I know some of you are like, yeah, I know. Bottom line is, a huge market, ladies and gentlemen. $15 to $25 billion market. You saw the growth chart earlier. After 15, 16 years of record growth, prepaid legal approaching half of $1 billion. And it's a $15 to $25 billion market. That means we've just taken one little sliver out of this piece of pie. How many of you want some pie? There's a lot of pie to go around. Okay? Over in Europe, 80% already have it. Over here, 2 to 3%. Huge opportunity. This is not a political map, ladies and gentlemen. This is the prepaid legal map. All the red states between 1% and 3% market penetration, it's wide open. In healthcare, it took about 10 years to reach 2% market penetration and then took off like a rocket. See, you don't want to go start a healthcare company today. It's already saturated. There's hundreds of companies that offer those services, right? But how many of you would like to have been involved when it was down here? See, if you were, you wouldn't be sitting here today. You'd be on the beach somewhere. See, that's the opportunity you have here with prepaid legal, to be on the front end like that, but while it's already a proven model, but yet get in before the masses already jump on board. And that's what happened with all these other programs, life, health, auto, billions of dollars in those industries. People still get involved in those industries today and go out and make six-figure incomes. Would you agree? How many millionaires are we going to create? We've already created 100. with only 2% market penetration. How many more millionaires are we going to create as we reach 5% market penetration, 10% market penetration, 20% market penetration? It's going to be in the thousands, folks. And all you got to do is ask yourself is, do you want a piece of it? We've got some incredible people behind us. I mean, former attorney generals, Thomas Donahue here, the president and CEO of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. This is not the Salt Lake City, Utah Chamber of Commerce. Okay, this is the United States Chamber of Commerce. President, CEO, endorsing prepaid legal. Harry C. Alford, the president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, former president of the American Bar Association. That's the American Bar Association, not the Association of Bar Owners. Okay. It's a tough crowd. I got to work them pretty hard. We got people from all different backgrounds doing great in this, everybody. I know a few of them. We're already set to come up here today. Would you give them a quick hand as they come up and just share their quick story? Give me a hand, everybody. Come on.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom. And I homeschooled my children, and when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay protective and thought it would be fun to go get a job. So I did. I found a part-time job, and I was so excited, and it was really fun for about 2 weeks. And then I began to feel that I'd put myself into prison. I'd been my own boss for far too long. It was around that time that I saw this information and was so impressed with it. I jumped right on board. You know, the first month in business, I work in about 1 to 2 hours a day, made about $1,000, and that is way better than a part-time job.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm code, the keys, the expense account, the car I had arrived. I also had no life. A few years ago when this information was shared with me and allowed me to get my life back to where I do what I want, when I want, with who I want, my grandkids now know me better than my own kids. I love prepaid legal.
Hi, my name is Sally Gilbert. My background is I was just like you guys. I was just a common Molly Mormon who didn't ever need legal services. But after I raised my 14 children, I realized the day was going to come when they leave the nest, and I wanted another nest egg. And, you know, I looked for a golden goose that would raise a golden egg. I found it. It's in prepaid legal, and you know what? They have all kinds of golden eggs for you and me. It's made a great retirement. It's allowed us to go on a mission, put it aside, let you guys work for me while I work for the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what, it has been a great blessing in my life, but the greatest of all is for me to be able to help other people who could not have had what I have had, had somebody not offered it to them. It changes their life. I am so thankful for prepaid legal.
My name is Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to this company. I was very skeptical because we had failed at some other home-based business ventures, but this one made sense. So we started very part-time, 5 to 10 hours a week. Within a few months, my 5 to 10 hours a week was paying me more than my 60-hour a week job. So we transitioned, went full-time with prepaid legal. After our second year, was paying us over $100,000 a year. Hasn't paid us less than 6 figures since then. As Mr. Leiter alluded to, we now made over $1 million with this company in the last few years, and it would have taken me 55 years at my last job to make $1 million. I love prepaid legal.
All right, let's wrap this up here pretty quick. I could go on and on and on with stories in this company, but you can look it up for yourself, because we've got a book that actually features all of the people at the executive level you saw at the top of the compensation. In fact, to make it in this book, you had to be at that level for an entire year to make it in the book. So we're not talking about people that just, you know, fly by night kind of stuff. And there's literally hundreds and hundreds of people in here from all different backgrounds making six-figure incomes in prepaid legal. And when I saw it wasn't just a few superstars at the top, I realized there must be a system in place here. Because when you can have average people having these kind of results, that's because there's a system. You see, how do 16-year-olds run McDonald's? Because there's a system. You see, when there's a system in place, average people can do extremely well. And that's exactly what we have here. We're talking about people who were mailmen, people who are working at grocery stores, people who are working at the mall. We're not talking about people with big special talents. Now, there's some of those people in here, too. If you've been very successful in your life, you can still be successful at prepaid legal, too. We'll have to retrain you, but you can do it. Okay? All right? I'll get into that more in the training today, all right? But suffice to say, there's two programs to get started with. We've got a $49 basic program, but as I was explaining earlier, the Fast Start program is a way that you can jump up to that higher level right away by helping somebody else get involved with the company at the same rate. See, we're in expansion mode right now. We're aggressively growing, and obviously, with the low market penetration we have, we're aggressively bringing on more reps. And so we've created an incentive to come on board at the Fast Start program for $249. You help somebody else come on board, do the exact same thing, we immediately advance you at quadruple your commissions, move you up the level to the senior associate. You're now making $138, even that first membership that you signed up. And that's exactly what's happening. So you can jump up a lot faster. Now, here's I want to say this, because this is a big deal. We don't care which way you come in, 49, 249, whatever. We don't make any money off of your getting in the company. If you get involved with the company and you never go market a memberships, nobody makes any money. Okay? So whether it's 49 or 249, doesn't matter which way we're gonna make. In fact, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you come in for $49, the person that signed you up will make more in overrides because you're at the bottom level. If you come in the Fast Start program, you move up a little faster, you make more of that money. So it's to your advantage, and what most of the smart business people know in the builder's package that comes with the $249 is that you get 3 months free on the website. You get probably about $100 worth of goodies here with training and CDs and things like that. But I wouldn't even say do it for the $100 worth of stuff. Do it because you can move up faster. But listen, if money's an issue and you're saying, hey, $249, I'm not going to be able to come up with that for a couple weeks. Listen, get involved for $49. Now let's go make a couple $100. Because if you don't have $249 to get in the business, you need to get in this business. Okay? So get in. Just get started. We don't care how you get started. Just get started. But if you can afford to, the $249 is a better way to go, because if all you did is, in my example with Mr. Copard here, he signed up Mr. Swang, and then he went out and marketed 10 memberships, he made $1,300. It's a no-brainer. That's what I saw. I'm going to be honest with you. 12 years ago, when I looked at prepaid legal, I had to borrow the money to do the $249. But see, I didn't look at it as an expense. I looked at it as an investment. I said, hey, I'm going to make that money back in a week or so. And that's what I did. I went out and made the money, paid that person back, and been going ever since. Okay, now, you know, whatever you got to do what you got to do. If you got to start at the $49 way, do whatever you got to do. Okay, just get started. Get your membership, protect your family, make better decisions, save money, get a position in the company. Most importantly, get plugged into the training. Don't do what some people do and try to go out and do it their own way. That's the biggest mistake most people make. There is a definite strategy that works here. We've got 30-some years of success, all right? People in this room making $1 million, they think they know what they're doing, right? But yet some people will come in and say, you know, try to reinvent the wheel. And that's probably the biggest advice I'll give you. If you don't stick around for the training, just get involved and listen to the people that are already making it happen. Hopefully you can stick around for the training. I'm going to show you what I've done in the last 10 years to get to where I am and helping a lot of other people at the same time. Hope you enjoyed the presentation this morning. We'll look forward to spending some time with you at the training, everybody. We'll take about a 10-minute break. Okay, everybody. Thanks a lot.